Okay, Shalom Rav Moshe. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Beis. We are here in the middle of Arve Pesachim, talking about at least at this point talking about brachos. Yesterday we had said that according to Rav Chisda, a person who is eating something that requires a bracha to be made where they're eating. So that means Berkas Hamazon, or let's say Ala Michya, or perhaps Ala Geffen, or Ala Eitz. So if a person needs to make a bracha where he's a bracha achrona, where he's eating, so if he leaves, he doesn't need to make another bracha if he's eating more of the same food in another area, because he's tied to the place where he started eating, the place where he has to go back to anyway. So that was Rav Chisda's Shita. And then we had asked a question from a Braisa. Braisa seems to imply that if you're eating something that requires a bracha where your bracha achrona where you're eating, but and you leave, so the only scenario where you're going to not make a new bracha in your place is if you left somebody there. But if you everybody left and got up, that seems to be, Braisa seems to imply, that you do need a bracha elsewhere, and you need to make a bracha achrona, right? And they make another bracha elsewhere, against what Rav Chisda said, that, you know, if you are making this ala michya, let's say, or Berkas HaMazon, that you would not need another bracha elsewhere. So that seems to be kashya of Rav Chisda. So we had said, that was that last thing we had said yesterday. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, just on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, right, the last line. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Tana Akiros. Who is this Tana who said Akiros? Meaning that's the language used in the Braisa. It says if you literally means you uproot yourself. Meaning if you take yourself where, if you move, if you change places, so you're going to need to make a bracha achrona. If nobody is still there, and you need to make a bracha rishona, if nobody's still there, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we learned it, like we learned in a brisa. Chaverim shayu mesuvim. If you have talmidei chachamim who are sitting and having a meal, the akru raglehem leilich lebeis haknesses or lebeis hamedrash. Right, and they uprooted themselves. Again, we pointed out yesterday that that's a lashon of you have to have some sort of kviyas, you have to have some sort of permanent residence, quote unquote, by the place where you're eating. If you're going to talk about uprooting, it implies that there's something tying you there to that place, i.e., a bracha achrona in that place. So if they uproot themselves to go to shul or to go to the Beis Medrash, k'shein yotzin ein tunin bracha l'mafreya, k'shein chozrin ein tunin bracha l'achila. Right? They don't need to make a bracha achrona, and they don't need to make another bracha when they get to, if they eat somewhere else. Right? When they come back, they don't need a bracha rishona. Right? They don't need to make a bracha achrona when they leave. They don't need a new bracha achrona when they new bracha rishona when they come back. That's the Tana Kama's shita. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Medmar Murim. What is Rabbi Yehuda? When is that? I mean, that they don't need to make brachas, but bisman she'enichu sham mitzvah chaverim. That's only if somebody stayed there. Avaloi enichu sham mitzvah chaverim. If they didn't leave anybody there, k'shehein yotzin tunin bracha l'mafreya, k'shehein chozrin tunin bracha l'chachila, then they need a bracha, right, a bracha chorna, and a new bracha rishona when they come back. Right? So, ela taima debedivarim hatunin bracha l'acharim. Okay, so that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Chisda holds like the Chachamim, who says, like our Tana Kama, right, who says that you don't need a bracha rishona when you come back, or a bracha achrona when you leave, because you're still tied to that place. And lemaisa, you have to come back anyway, so it's considered to be one entire eating. Now, ela taima debedivarim hatunin bracha l'acharim b'mkoman k'shein yotzin intunin bracha l'mafreya v'en k'shein chozrin intunin bracha l'chachila. Right? It seems to be that the reason you don't need to make a bracha rishona when you come back, or a bracha achrona when you leave, is because taima debedivarim hatunin bracha l'acharim b'mkoman. It's because they're eating something that would require a bracha achrona in that place. Meaning they're eating bread, or you need a Berkas HaMazon, or you need Ala Michya, etc. Avadarim she'in tunin bracha l'acharim, but if you're eating, let's say, I don't know, figs or something. Figs is an Ala Eitz, bad example. If you're eating, I don't know, cheese or fish, right? You don't. Bar Nefesh does not need to be made where you ate, right? Avadarim she'in tunin bracha l'acharim b'mkoman. Right, you don't have to make the bracha achrona where you ate. I feel the rabbanan, even according to Tanakami, even according to the rabbanan, k'shem yotzim, when people leave, tunin bracha l'mafrei, you need to make a bracha achrona. K'shem chozrin, tunin bracha l'chachila, when they come back, you need to make a new bracha. So this is not against Rav Chisda, but lema davetiv to the Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe this is against Rabbi Yochanan. What did we say yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan? If you remember, on the top of Amud Beis, right, and also on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, he said If a person changes his place, he doesn't need to make a new bracha. Here it seems to be, right? If you're leaving, right? So you do need a new bracha. Right? When you change your place, you need a new bracha. So maybe that's a tziyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, well, v'lav me'osiv nechad zimna. If you remember yesterday, we already knocked out Rabbi Yochanan, right? We had a brisa right away that said not like him. So we already brought a tziyufta against him. So Gemara says, okay. Maybe this is also a tiyufta, and maybe this also will knock him out. Why do we need two? So as the Rashbam points out, that maybe if someone comes and disproves the previous disproval, if someone comes and disproves the price that we brought earlier, right? Then meaning we get rid of the original kasha, so at least we'll have a kasha from here, and we'll know that he's wrong. So the Gemara says, no, this is not actually a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan either. But this one is not a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan could just answer that hu adin afil dvarim she'intron bracha l'achorim b'mkom ha'nami, that even our brisa, the Tanakhama and the Rabbanim would agree that even if you're making a bar nefashos, you would not need to make a bracha if you leave. So therefore, nami intarich tzrichan levarich. You still don't need to make a bracha when you leave and when you come back. Why do we talk about, the Braisa said clearly, right, Akira, right, the Agru Raglehem, seems to be that they're talking about stuff that, brachos that you, food that you need to have a bracha achrona where you ate. So why do we talk about that specifically? The fact that it says they uprooted themselves, right, to teach me, again, to discuss the specific topic of items that need a bracha achrona where they ate. So that's to teach you that the strength of Rabbi Yehuda's shita, right, the afilu dvarim shetunim bracha achronim b'mkoman. But even if you're eating something that's tying you to that place, you're eating something that requires an alamichya, you have to make it there. So even in that case, the only reason you can continue to eat without a bracha is because you've left somebody there. But if you didn't leave anybody there, then you need to make a bracha achrona when you leave, and a bracha rishona when you come back, when you have severed your ties to that place. Okay, fine. Just to finish off the thought, Tani Kavasi the Rav Chista, right? We learned a brisa that agrees with the Rav Chista. Chaverim shahayu mesubim lishtos yain v'akur regleim v'chazru ein tzricha levarik. If you have Tamil Chachamim who are sitting and learning and they're drinking, I guess it's learning when they're drinking, right? Obviously, because you need to have divrei Torah when they're eating. But that's not what the Gemara says. I misspoke. Meaning they're sitting and they're drinking and they got up, right? Again, they. The case in the previous prices is when they went to learn, so I guess it's on my mind. Either way, we have chavirim, we're sitting and drinking, and they got up, and they came back, they do not need to make a bracha. Okay. Now, different topic a little bit. Tanu Rabbanu with another brisa. B'nei chavura shayu mesubim v'kodesh aleihem hayom. If you have people in a chavura, a chevre, who are eating, right, a meal, and again, as we pointed out, let's say it was Erev Shabbos, and it became Shabbos. So Mavin lo kos shel yayin, if Amar lov kiddush sayom, v'sheni Amar lov berkas amazon dev Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember, back on Daf Kof, right, we had a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as to whether you have to stop your meal. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, as he said, you have to stop your meal, and therefore, what do? They bring him a cup of wine to say kiddush, and then they bring him a second cup of wine to bench on. Right, that's the order. The first thing you have to do is bench. Again, you have to stop your suda. First thing you have to do is make kiddush, and then you have to bench, because you can't drink wine for benching, right, before you make kiddush, right? That's the first thing you got to do when Yantar Shabbos shows up. So you make kiddush, and then you bench. And then, Mistama, you have a meal for Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Excuse me, Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, ochel v'holech ad shetechshach, you can eat until dark. Well, if you remember, Rabbi Yossi Shita was actually that you can eat until whenever you want, not until dark. So, sure enough, if you look at the Rashbam, so his girsa is Rabbi Yossi Omer Ochlen V'Holchen, without the Ad Shetechshach, right? Rabbi Yossi says you can eat until whenever you want, just to finish that Rashbam, Ad Shetigmar Sudasan, until you're done eating your Suda. Inami, or the girsa should be Holchen V'Ochlen Mishetechshach, not Ad Shetechshach, not until dark, but from dark, you can eat and go as you please. Right? And that, as he points out, the Rabbi Yossi the Taimei, the day, MFC Kinkhal, right? This is Rabbi Yossi Shita, like we had on Daf Kuf, that you do not have to stop at all. Okay, so then what do you do after that? So then Rabbi Yossi says, again, talking about the cups of for Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, so Rabbi Yossi says you switch the order, right? Gamru, when you finish the Suda, so then Kosh Rishon Mevarcha Birkas HaMazon Vashini Amar Ala Kiddush Sayom, right? You make benching first, right, over a cup of wine, and then you say Kiddush, right? Again, because that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, that you don't need to stop for Shabbos. Yeah, but okay, but when the Suda is over, so then bench, and then do Kiddush. So Gemara says, Amai. So what do you need two cups for, right? V'nimrinhu l'tarvayo chadakaso. Right? Why don't you just say both benching and Kiddush on one cup? Right? The Tosfos says this. The Rashbam says this is a question on Rabbi Yossi, because Mestamak, what he's saying is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have to stop and make two. What's it called? Mimarushach. We have to make Kiddush and then Birkas HaMazon anyway, because Mestamak again, Rabbi Yehuda holds. That you need to stop regardless. So you probably need to split it up by making an extra cup of Kiddush on an extra cup. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, but Rabbi Yossi, the Kashi, regardless, meaning why do you need to make benching and then Kiddush on two different cups? Just make it on the same cup of wine. So I'm going to put that in Rav Sheshes. In my time, you don't do this. Why? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Because we don't put, literally means we don't do mitzvos in piles, in bundles. Again, when you group two mitzvos together in one action, so it seems like you're trying to get rid of it, as the Rashbam says. Right? Three words he writes, the machse alea kamaswe, it seems like it's a burden, you're just trying to get rid of mitzvos. Right? And this is a concept that is brought up a bunch, right, as you see already in the Mesoras HaShas, that does come up in Brachos and Sota, right, and different other halachic situations where you try not to combine two mitzvos into one action. Right? Then they do say that there's a lot to say about that topic, but again, like I said, not my purpose here. I definitely encourage you to look into that, but right, there's a halachic concept that comes up a lot. But anyway, Lamaisa over here, we say we're not going to make two mitzvos. We're not going to do benching and Kiddush on one cup of wine because in most mitzvah chavilos, we don't want to look like we're just trying to get rid of our obligation by lumping everything together. So the Gemara says, "Velo, really, we're not going to do two mitzvahs over one cup of wine." By Tanya, we learned in a brisa, "Nichnas labeitzo motzi Shabbos, you come home on motzi Shabbos, mevarach al yain, v'ala maor, v'ala b'sam, v'achakach omer havdala lakos." Right? You say havdala, as you may have noticed. That's a little bit out of order, right? We'll do that tomorrow, but you say havdala. And if you only have one cup of wine, you can leave it until after your meal, right? You can have Malav Malka, so you need a cup of wine to bench. So you can leave it all until after your meal, and then you put everything together. You say benching and Havdalah on one cup. So you see that you do two mitzvos on one cup. Gemara says, yeah, in lo shiny. Yeah, it's different if he doesn't have any, right? If he only has one cup, fine, okay, so then you got to put them together. But if you do have enough wine, so then, right, apparently, right, you would say Havdalah, and then you would bench, or in Rabbi Yossi's case, you would bench, and then you would say Kiddush. Okay, so Gemara says, well, one second, v'har yontav shechali ozachar Shabbos. Right, one second, maybe, let's say you're dealing with a case where this year, like, Lila Seder falls out on Matzah Shabbos. If Yontif falls out after Shabbos, the Islay, and you have plenty of wine, right, people are prepared for Yontif, right, we started going to the supermarket tonight, right, you can already see the supermarkets are, Purim is done, and they start cleaning off all the chametz, right, and people are stocking up on wine, right, people are prepared for Yontif, right, even weeks in advance, so you have plenty of wine, right, Vamar Rav, Yakinaha, right, and Rav says that you make Yang Kiddush and Avdallah, right, you can make Kiddush and Avdallah on the same cup of wine, so what's the deal? Gemara says, Amri, they answered, Midalo Amr Zman, from the fact that Rav didn't include Shechianu, Zman is the code word for making brachas Shechianu, Mechlad B'Shviv Pesach Askinan. Right? Apparently, what's Rav's case? Rav's talking about if the seventh day of Pesach fell out, or the eighth day, right, in Chutz Laaretz, but the seventh day of Pesach fell out on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday, Askinan, that's what he's dealing with, so therefore, right, meaning because that's the only holiday you don't say Shechianu on, yeah? The Chom, as apparently, apparently he ate everything that he had prepared for Yontif and he doesn't have enough wine. So apparently, maybe only in that case would Rav say that you would combine Havdalah and Kiddush together. The Gemara says, one second, but Yontif Rishon the Islay, but what about a case of Yontif Rishon? Well, you do have plenty of wine. For Omer Abaye, and Abaye says, it's a machlokas Abaye and Rava what the order of Kiddush is. If again, if Yanta falls out on Motzei Shabbos, what do you do? So Abaye says Yak Zena Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Havdala, and again we'll talk about this in, at length tomorrow. But and Rava Amar Yak Nahaz, right, the well-known acronym Yak Nahaz Yain Kiddush Ner Havdala Zman. So you do see that you make Kiddush and Avdala together. So I thought, Yainos and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas, you don't do two mitzvahs over one cup of wine. This Gemara says, Enechanami, El Havdala and Kiddush, Chada Milsahi. Havdala and Kiddush is the same Inyan. Right? It's two sides of one coin, right? Separating Shabbos in, from the rest of the week. Right? It's the same point, the same goal of Havdala and Kiddush, the same idea. This plays into those who say that Havdala is Daraisa just like Kiddush is. Because it's almost the same thing, right? Again, there's obviously a shita that says Havdalah is derabanan, but again, this makes sense that if they're the same idea, right? So then it's the same type of mitzvah that you're doing. But Berkas Hamazon in Kiddush, but Berkas Hamazon in Kiddush, that's trei milin yinu. That's two different things, and therefore we're not going to do two mitzvahs over one cup of wine. Ain osim mitzvahs chavilos, chavilos. Okay, shkor chodor avosai. We'll go fight in the hail of Yeshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.